Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. As always, I'm thrilled you're here today. My hope is that these few minutes would offer encouragement and some help as you launch into your day. And I'm super excited about what we're talking about today. We're talking about doing the work. Now, what kind of work? The work of applying what God has already shown you. See, when it comes to God showing us things, for too many people, there's a disconnect between knowledge and application. It's almost as if we just want to know stuff, but not really do something with it. At times, I think we're tempted just to come to God and say, God, I'm curious about this. Would you satisfy my curiosities? But the truth is, I don't think God really plays that game. Instead, when God shows us something, when he reveals something to us, he's inviting us to do something with it. He's waiting for us to apply it. He's waiting for us to live it out. And when we do, then he reveals the next step. Too often, we want to know all five steps in front of us. And God says, no, I want you to start with the first step. I want you to know it and do something with it. Now, there's a lot of reasons why doing the work is really important. But one big one is that you never really learn something until you've applied it and done something with it. Let me give you an example. It's not enough just to say, well, I believe the Bible. You have to apply the Bible. You have to do what it says. If you don't do the work of applying the Bible, then I'm not really sure you can say that you fully believe it. And we see examples of this throughout Scripture. One of those is in the Old Testament book of Daniel when it comes to the story of Belshazzar. He's a guy that lost everything that he had because he knew better but didn't do better. In other words, he did not put into practice what he had already learned. Instead, he let pride get in the way and cause him to refuse to learn the lessons that God has taught his grandfather. And because he didn't apply it, his empire fell. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 5, verse 22, Daniel looks at him and says, "You are his successor, O Belshazzar, and you knew all of this, and yet you have not humbled yourself." Think about this. Belshazzar saw his grandfather Nebuchadnezzar lose his mind literally for about 7 years because of pride. And then he saw all the mistakes that were made. He saw his grandfather come back and correct those things. He saw the good, he saw the bad in Nebuchadnezzar's life, and yet he chose to ignore God. He chose to ignore the lessons, and he never did the work of applying truth to his life. And so what did God do? He took his kingdom away. Belshazzar knew better, but he didn't do better. He knew better, but he didn't learn. And we need to understand the difference between those two things. There is a difference between knowing and learning. You can know a lot of things, but if you don't act on them, if you don't do the work of applying them, you haven't really learned them. God wants us to be doers of his word. And what that means is when we begin to do it, once we begin to live it out, he will support us as we take steps of faith towards him, applying what he's taught us to do. So that's my encouragement today. Today, if there's nothing else you do, take the last truth that God showed you and do the work today and say, as best as I can, I want to apply what I know so I can experience it and live it out. Well, I hope you have a fantastic day today. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow for another edition of the podcast. And we can't wait to gather with you online this Sunday at 9:30, 11, and at 5. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.